Robin, joining us this morning is our new Flathead Braves head football coach, Caleb Allum. How are you, Caleb?
Doing well. Appreciate y'all's time this morning.
Yeah. Oh, good to have you with us here.
Y'all, where are you from, Caleb?
Originally from Panama City, Florida.
All right.
Panama City, yeah.
Spent some time in Alabama, so that's where that comes from.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, welcome to the Flathead.
Yeah. Talk with us a little bit about your background and what brought you here to becoming the Braves coach.
Well, I actually I went to Troy University in Alabama, worked as a student assistant for our football program there, worked for three different head coaches, Coach Blakeney, Coach Brown, and Coach Lindsay. And, you know, by the time I left Troy, I was a senior offensive analyst. So I spent 7 years there, great experience, worked with quarterbacks for a couple years, receivers for a couple years. Yeah. And just really had the time of my life, learned a lot of good ball, got to be around a lot of good ball. And but for whatever reason, Montana was always somewhere I wanted to visit and be. And it took one trip out here to realize I wanted to stay. Mm-hmm. And I got involved at Flathead, coaching with Coach Cummings last year, and kind of fell into this role after he departed to go to KMS.
So. Talk with us a little bit about how the practices are going. You got twice a day's going right now, which those are grinders.
Yeah, they are. They are. Oh. We had a team meeting last Thursday night and kind of got things installed for day one and hopped into practice Friday morning. You know, we go for about 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening, and, you know, have meetings in between. And it's a grind. You know, we're trying to figure out who we got team-wise and where they can play, what multiple positions. We got a lot of guys that are going to play both ways for us. And you know, our goal come Friday in 2 weeks is to get the best 11 guys on the field playing on both sides of the ball. So
you're still in evaluation phase.
Yeah, we're very much in evaluation phase. You know, we'll hop into we got Billy and Skyview coming in here on the 26th, and we'll start looking at their film come Monday. But for right now, we're very much so getting everything installed and seeing what we like, what we don't like, and really spending a lot of time evaluating ourselves before we start breaking down Skyview.
Well, what's different between high school ball and college ball is you don't get to pick your players.
Yeah, that's true. True. Another big thing is the time piece of it is, you know, college, you can have them as long as you want, whenever you want, for the most part. And, you know, high school, you're working around other sports, you're working around jobs, you're working around, you know, family functions, especially during the summer.
Now you mentioned as far as the protocol and what you're going through now, you're going to be watching film here in a week. Now, it's probably video, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Now do we have somebody out there filming them, or is there a cooperative agreement between all the schools?
Yeah, between all the schools, we exchange film. So, okay. You know, the best we have to go off of right now is their game film from last year. You know, it's kind of advantage of being the first opponent. You don't have up-to-date film. You know, if there's any new twists or turns from a team.
Some of the players are returning, undoubtedly.
Yep. We only had 8 seniors last year, as far as I know. So we got a really experienced group of seniors and juniors this year.
How many guys turned out?
We got about 45 sophomores through seniors, so numbers are low. Numbers are low, but you know those guys are ones that have been committed all summer long and have been at the conditionings and the team workouts and have really stepped it up as far as their commitment to the program.
So you've got of those, you've got the varsity and the JVs.
Yeah, you know, varsity for sure. JV is going to be up in the air right now, kind of whether we'll have enough to field a JV team.
So, really?
You know, usually you're looking at around 65 guys to field two teams. Now, so numbers are low for that.
Now, I was wondering, how did COVID affect the team and all of the teams in the league last year? I mean, were there players out from time to time?
Oh, we really didn't have that many issues with it last year. You know, I think it might have happened a handful of times, if that. But it wasn't too bad last year as far as that goes.
It's just a wild card for all new coaches.
It is, yes, sir. It is.
All right. Flathead Braves head coach Caleb Allen, his first season out. We're going to talk a little bit about his coaching philosophy and meet some of his assistants right after this. Today, we're getting our first opportunity to talk with Flathead High School head football coach Caleb Allen. So we've kind of talked about how you came to this position. You've been doing this for a long time as far as coaching. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, football must have been something you started when you were in maybe in elementary school.
Yeah. Football is a different thing in the South. You know, it's more of a religion. It's definitely the most well-known sport and biggest turned out sport, for schools back home. But I've been doing this. This is year 12 for me. I actually started out in high school when I was in junior college, coached 2 years of high school football then as a volunteer before going up to Troy. And so been around it for a while, been doing it for a while.
What's Troy like? We're not really familiar with Troy University.
Right. So Troy is actually next to West Point. It's the smallest Division I college town in the United States.
Wow.
And it's just a small little town in southeast Alabama and right between Montgomery and Dothan. And it's a great atmosphere. They love college football. I mean, they love football in general. And but it's just a great location as far as recruiting goes, because you got all the Alabama schools, Georgia borders an hour away, Florida borders a little over an hour away. So you really have a great selection of guys to pick from right there in the South.
Well, you don't get to pick your players.
No, don't get to.
The ones that go to Flathead High School, they're the ones who are even eligible to play for the Braves.
Correct.
Yep. So talk with us a little bit about your philosophy, coaching philosophy. How do you deal with the fact that you've got to work with the players you have?
Right. Well, honestly, I'm really fortunate. I'm very happy with the players we have. You know, like I said, the guys really stepped up this summer and you know, I laid out my expectations for our group, and we weren't just going to show up on Friday the 12th and be expected to be ready for Skyview. When I got hired in April, we had a team meeting, and I laid out my expectations for us to be at conditioning, to be in the weight room, to start installing our playbook, because we weren't going to start that in August and expect to be ready for game one. And I was very happy with the turnout and the commitment from especially our upperclassmen. And they're hungry to play football, and they're really, really hungry to play on Friday nights. As far as philosophy goes, you know, our theme this year is trust the climb. And I kind of stole that from a coach I worked for. He's now the head coach at West Virginia. And that was his theme when he got to West Virginia, was trust the climb. They were kind of in a hole as far as recruiting. That the previous coach had left, and they were doing their best to get out of it. And my message to our guys for this year is, hey man, like, you know, we haven't won. We're on a 17 game losing streak. That's just the truth of where we're at, and we have nowhere to go but up. You know, and you know, they've really taken that and fed off that, I think. And you know, it's just a good mental image of where we want to go and where we're going. So
how are we going to adjust our offense and our defense with the player personnel you have?
So, like I said, you know, our philosophy as far as coaches goes, we're going to play the best 11 guys. You know, and obviously you're going to have your backups and everything like that. You know, we with our 45 guys, a lot of those guys are going to play ball. But the kind of what I was talking about, evaluating ourselves, is we're trying to find those key positions that guys can play both ways and where they can fit in best. And, you know, Friday night, Thursday night, excuse me, right before our first practice, I talked to our team about embracing your role. You know, the coaches, we spend the most time seeing where we're at and breaking down our film and studying the game. And y'all need to trust us to put us in the best position to win football games. And no matter what that looks like, as far as if you think you're a quarterback and we want you to play receiver, you think you're a receiver, we want you to play safety, embrace your role, because we're going to put you in the best position to help this team out.
You're an offensive guy. You've been doing a lot for a long time. Are you going to make any adjustments in our offense this year?
You know, the biggest adjustment I would say is our tempo is going to be a little faster. We're going to try to get the defensive line moving east to west and really try to exhaust them through the game. You know, we're going to do a lot of quick game and really try to get the ball outside on the perimeter.
Talk with us about your assistant coaches. It takes a village, doesn't it?
It does. And honestly, you know, Coach Cummings, he doesn't get enough credit for the staff that he built last year. You know, his I feel bad because his record's going to show what it shows. And a lot of people look at that as a negative. But what he did really set us up this year. I mean, he put together a really high-quality staff. You know, I was actually talking to someone this morning. Almost all of our coaches either played college football or played a college sport. And that's huge. You know, we got guys that have played at the next level and know what it takes to play at the next level. And but Coach Cummings, I mean, he set us up really good. You know, a lot of our coaches are also teachers at the school. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach Simmons, Coach Fuller, Coach Luoma, they're all PE teachers. Coach Ebert, he's an English teacher. Coach Malman, he's an English teacher. And then I'll be at the high school as well.
What do you teach?
I'll be teaching special ed.
All right. Yes, sir. Yep. Really?
I am.
Yep. Wow.
I got my undergrad in special education and my master's in business. So
wow. That's a tough road.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, it's something I'm passionate about. You know, my little sister, she has Down syndrome. That's kind of why I got into that field. And so she kind of motivated me to get in that field. And, you know, I love working with those kids. I have a heart to work with those kids. And so I'm really excited about it.
Well, what everybody's asking is what Robin's going to ask you about next. And that's what's the outlook for this season for the Flathead Braves? That's up next with Coach Allen.
Our guest today, Flathead High School head football coach, newly seasoned Caleb Allen. And Caleb, you know, you were... John made the point that you don't have the opportunity to recruit your team like it would be in college. You work with what you have. What are you looking for as far as does the commitment, the spark, the wanting to get better grab your attention?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I told our coaches and our message to our players is, man, like, we are where we are. Yeah. And we're not going to be a team that sits around and makes excuses about it. You know, we're gonna work our butts off. We're gonna prepare every week, and have that expectation that we're going out to win a game on Friday night.
Okay.
And you know, we're out where we're at, and they're sitting here making excuses and blaming this and blaming that. That's not going to help us win football games. So
instead, you're looking for people to engage with that team commitment there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is the outlook for this season?
You know, I'm really excited about it. We have a great opportunity week one to kind of set us on a good course this season. You know, we're at home. Last year, we got off to a rough start, had to make that trip to Billings, which was it's a three-day trip. You know, we left on a Thursday, and we didn't get back till Saturday. It was brutal. So, you know, I'm thankful we play at home to start off. And really, our away schedule isn't that bad. We go to Helena once, we go to Missoula once, we go to Bozeman once, and we go to Butte once. And that's our away schedule. So, you know, the longest we're driving is, you know, 5 hours to Bozeman, and that's just a down and back trip, thankfully. So, I'm really excited about our schedule. It's laid out pretty well for us as far as expectations and you know. Well, one plus, and he's someone I failed to mention, but Coach Stacy. You know, he's the only coach I think that is not a teacher at the school currently.
Yeah.
And he's helping me a lot with operations and getting us prepared. But he's actually a Flathead Brave, 2-time wrestling state champion. He played for the Cats. And he's really setting the tone for what Flathead was when he was around. He played with Brock Osweiler, and having him around has helped me understand, you know, what it is to be a Flathead Brave and set that expectations for our players to follow.
And then it's up to Bryce Wilson to get the bus drivers.
We need those. We need
one
them.
Thing, you don't realize what the Flathead Braves are all about till you visit the school and you walk through the trophy room.
Right.
That is a humbling experience.
Oh, it's really cool to see. Yeah. Really cool to see. And Coach Stacy, you know, he reached out to Brock. They were teammates when they played at Flathead. Reached out to him the other day to kind of fill him in on things and just had a really good conversation with him and hearing them talk about, you know, what it is to be a Flathead and still hear the pride that Brock has in his voice when he talks about Flathead High School. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps reassure me that it means something. And, you know, that's our goal. That's our expectation, is to get Flathead back where they should be, where people have pride in that again.
Well, KGEZ is going to be bringing home all the live action, no matter where you play this year. So talk with us about some of the names we're going to be hearing on the radio.
So, you know, a big one, I think he actually on our team, Stephen Riley, he's only played 2 years of football. This is his second year of football. And he is probably one of the most natural football players that I've seen. You know, he's never played receiver. He's going to be playing receiver for us. And I remember the first day I got him out there and he wanted to run some routes. And I thought, oh, this kid's never played receiver. I'm going to have to coach him up and get him right. And I don't think I had to say a word to him. You know, he blew me away. He's just very naturally athletic. And he's going to be a two-way player for us. One of a really smart kid. And I'm really excited to watch him in his second year of football. And the good thing is he's only a junior. So I get him another year after this. So.
Okay. All right. How about quarterback this year?
Quarterbacks, I got two seniors, Nate Sconard. He punted for us and played receiver last year. He actually came in our last game against Big Sky last year and played quarterback. And then Jackson Walker, who started last year for us. So it's kind of quarterback battle right now going through preseason and fall camp. You know, Jackson tore his ACL last season against Glacier, actually. And so he's been rehabbing that. He's back full speed, fully cleared, and mm-hmm. It's been good to see him respond to the new offense and the new challenges ahead.
How about the size of our line?
You know, there's a lot of guys that are going to be playing both ways that I'm really excited about. You know, we lost one. He was probably he was going to be our left tackle. He ended up having a meniscus tear this summer, so he's mm-hmm. he's out. Unfortunately, he was going to be a two-way player. But that's something we definitely got to work on in the coming years, our size and our strength up front. I think we're making headways, and I think we got a good group of guys. And they, you know, we had probably our best practice up front this morning. So I'm really excited about those guys up front.
And, of course, the size and the strength we're talking about, that happens in the weight room.
Yes, sir. Yep, that happens in the summer when nobody's watching. And, you know, that we preach that all summer long. This is not the fun part of football. You know, the conditioning's not supposed to be fun. Weightlifting's not supposed to be fun. But this is where you're going to win games in the fourth quarters right now in June, in
but
July.
But you got a great facility to do that.
Yes, we do. Yeah, thanks to Brock. We got one of the best weight rooms in the state, if not the best weight room in the state. And, you know, we've been taking full advantage of it this offseason.
Well, we can't wait to see this season start. Coach Caleb Allen is a new guy at the head. And thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate y'all's time. And, you know, I appreciate all you do for the Braves Nation and helping us where parents can't travel to games, fans can't travel to games. They'll be able to listen right here. So I appreciate your time and having me on.